not be entirely accidental. I was drifting over a slope I knew to be in the mountains, not many miles from Catcher's former cave. I was sure Catcher would not have gone far when she moved, despite having Howler's carpet at her disposal. I wandered into an area of small, deep, and dark canyons. I flitted up and down those, letting their walls guide me, figuring the kid, or anyone else, would be detectable by the heat or light of a fire. I doubted she could do without. I found no fire. I did find my horse, I think. I whipped past the beast, catching only a glimpse, an impression that it was confined inescapably, another that it sensed my passage and tried to respond. But when I stopped and turned back, I could find nothing. In fact, it seemed that in just a moment that entire corner of the world became a sensory desert. I had run with Kina once already this trip. I might not be alone now, especially if I was anywhere near the Daughter of Night. I knew the general area. I would tell Croker. He could send soldiers out if he wanted. Catcher wouldn't be getting in our way. My last action was to check on Uncle Doge where the Nguyen Bao bodyguards were keeping vigil. He was unconscious but alive. I gathered that they were keeping him drugged for his own good, giving him time to heal. Whatever his mission, he didn't need to complete it immediately. I went home to my comfortable flesh and uncomfortable bed. The guys let me sleep in like it was a holiday. The sun was already up when I crawled out of my bunker, past the vacant-eyed, sleepy doppelganger sprawled beside the doorway. Chapter 99. Croker arrived soon after I finished my breakfast mush. He hadn't slept in.
You went in yesterday. How was it?
Just a few yards. Tide, too, he insisted. We had ropes tied to our butts. Sit down here and check out the view across the way. I had my back to Sleepy. I didn't want my lips red. I made gestures like I was talking about something else while I whispered my news. Croker chuckled.
Now, isn't that interesting? We'll just play along for now. I won't even tell Lady. Though I gotta tell you, everybody but you already suspected. Shit, that's why you were such a bunch of assholes. You didn't trust me not to give it away. What's the plan for today?
Try the road all the way to the top. I'll go with you. Save the talk till we get on the other side.
Good idea. I let everything wait till later. You eaten? He glanced at my battered tin bowl.
You live like kings over here, don't you?
Absolutely. Only the best for the cream of the Legion.
I'll pass. This time.
He looked up the mountain and sighed.
When I had the right idea.
I'm too old for this shit.
It's not that bad.
It wasn't. When I call the slope a mountain, I mean it metaphorically. The road could be made usable by wagons with very little work, and the rim of the plateau couldn't have been more than 1,000 feet higher than the Shadow Gate, and probably not that far.
Let me know when you're ready.
The old man massaged his right knee. He noticed me noticing.
Little rheumatiz, but it only hurts when I walk on it.
Buy a horse, I thought, but didn't say. How old are you really?
You're as young as you think you are, he replied,
his expression branding that one a load of old manure.